Small Biz America.
The brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. According to Comscore data, consumers spent more than $69 billion online during the 2015 holiday shopping season, with $12.7 billion via mobile devices alone. Mobile is clearly one of the most important factors in today's small business success. So it's shocking to discover that 93.3% of small business websites are not even mobile compatible, according to SCORE, a nonprofit supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration that helps small businesses nationwide. Our guest on this segment is changing the way business thinks about mobile. Tu Truong, she's with Seta International. That website, seta.international.com, has helped hundreds of small businesses to succeed, and she's educated many of them around mobile, too. Welcome to the program.
Hello, David. Millennials play the largest demographic in the history. They are about 80 million in USA, according to U.S. Census Bureau. They raise in the environment where they're very comfortable. Everything about digital, from commercial, financial, communicating. By 2025, this group we expected to generate about 46% of the U.S. income. That's a lot of purchase power.
And that's millennials alone that you're looking at there, right?
Yes. So by looking at, you know, the way that the small business tend to believe that it will be very costly to have a mobile site, the technology has made mobile cost effective, efficient with several options. One of the way is mobile first, a new company that offer cutting edge technology with easy development of mobile first site at very affordable rate is Avumo. By using artificial intelligence with advanced algorithm and coding, Avumo platform allows small business owners, entrepreneur, an agency to create mobile site and or even converting existing non-mobile friendly site to a mobile compatible website in minutes.
Sure, sure. Tu, how do you think about the difference between the production of mobile apps and mobile enabled or mobile optimized websites? How do you explain to your clients and people that ask that question?
Well, the mobile website is a lot easier. Let's say you have already a website that not mobile friendly, you can use a tool like Avumo to convert it in minutes, you know, versus building a brand new, you know, some site that even build two sites, one is a regular and another one is mobile friendly, which is very costly and highly maintenance. Using, you know, some tool like Avumo, it can help you convert it. The same site you can use for the desktop, you know, mobile, tablet in a matter of minutes. And then not after, you know, after even you convert it, you can even edit. And if you know how to use Microsoft Word, you know how to use Avumo. That's easy enough for people to drag drop things over. Well, Avumo was proudly featured on Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland air on a Fox Business Network on January 6, 2016.
Wow.
And Seta International is Avumo IT partner. We help develop and manage Avumo engine and its website.
Tu, how do you spell Avumo? I'm not quite sure I got it right, and I want to make sure our listeners know.
Avumo is spelled A-V-U-M-O.
Oh, Avumo. Okay, got it. Yeah.
I'll say it as spell.
All right, very good. So Avumo, and you guys are a partner. So if we were to go to seta-international.com, we would see the Avumo technology, and you guys can help consult and help coordinate the mobile optimization of any website. Do I have that right?
Yes. To answer the question that you have, you know, if the company has a larger volume of shopper, they might think about build a mobile app. It is a separate site, you know, consider separate from the website that mobile enable. So that's another option. You know, a website design, you know, people can choose responsive design, which allow the site to be fluid, whether you on a mobile or PC or any kind of a tablet device. Or adaptive design, you know, the conditional rendering the site based on what kind of device that you're on. Recently, Google announced an AMP program. It's abbreviated AMP, stand for Accelerated Mobile Pages. The AMP is an open source initiative that embodies the vision that a publisher can create mobile optimized content once and have it load instantly everywhere.
Wow.
So using the AMP format, it will make it far more compelling for people to consume and engage with more content, which can lead it more revenue via ads and subscriptions.
So, you know, what's fascinating is these different levels of edit, I'll call it dynamics, with regard to either the device, so that the software adapts to the device you're receiving the information on, and then the, as you mentioned, the action-oriented or related types of dynamicism that can be built into this software. It's so profoundly cool. I was going to ask you about, it seems to me, and I want to see if you agree, that if you develop an app as a company, you have to then convince people or sell them downloading an app, whereas people look for things on Google or Yahoo or whatever their search engine of choice is. So it does seem like that's a shorter path to conversion. Do you agree?
No, not really.
Not exactly?
The
okay.
It's very native, so faster in a way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a shorter version of an app, of a website.
Yeah.
So meaning that, you know, a website is a full-blown with all the features.
Yeah.
An app is more like a shorter version that focus on what the consumer looking for.
Right.
So it really help out, you know, if we have a lot of consumer in the age of 30, 40, where they undergo, they want everything quick, you know.
So they don't mind going and getting the app is what I guess you're saying. In other words, it's not like a big, it's not a wall you're throwing in or a speed bump in front of them. Oh, I have to go get the app at the app store or whatever. Millennials don't care. They'll just go get it really quick and it's like light and easy, right?
Right. And then okay. The website tend to make it more visible where the mobile app is available for this version, you know. In a lot of way where they can put it in a banner, they can put it in an icon.
Yeah.
Make it aware to the consumer that there is a mobile app available for use.
Okay. You had a line in the notes, the show notes that you sent me in advance of this segment about how Google is affecting mobile for small business. I thought that would be a good thing to sort of peel back and dive into a bit. How is Google affecting mobile?
Yes. Well, last year, in April 21st, 2015, Google launched a new search algorithm that retooling search ranking that give a greater weight for the site that have friendly mobile devices. So that will affect a lot in their ranking, you know. And then, like I said recently, the AMP project, you know, it does help indirectly to the search ranking since AMP improved the load time of the page. So if a page loaded quicker, the site will be ranked higher.
So Google is looking at mobile optimized speed to load, just like it would any website speed to load, and that gets factored into the math in ranking. Is that another way of saying the same?
That is correct.
Okay.
So more testing that they apply on a mobile site more than the web page, put it that way.
Wow. Are we moving towards a world where there, I mean, it's tablets and mobiles and there's not a whole lot of desktop or is that sort of a silly question to even be asking?
No, that is the fact though, you know, that people toward, you know, the consumer go toward the mobile the same way as the Google ranking and many others initiatives.
Two, let's switch gears really quick. I know you've got some information for us about a transactional platform for mobile. Talk to us about how you approach that.
Yes, many small businesses, they do not realize that they can have access to the cutting-edge software that typically reserved for the enterprise-level organization. SET International offer various programs to offer that. But some small business may feel that mobile transactions do not offer the same level of security as a desktop, or working with a premium payment provider is only for a large company and expensive. A reputable software solution provider should, as SET International, work with other small to medium businesses and have the purchasing power to facilitate the small business realize quickly that payment tool from Amazon, CyberSource, and Worldpay are recognized by consumer and increase the conversion because it's a service that is trusted on a worldwide basis.
So does this translate to if we work with you on the mobile implementation of a website or even on the website itself, you have an integration or an API or whatever it may be that really streamlines a very secure payment system? I'm trying to reflect back what I think you're saying here.
Yes, that is correct, David.
Okay.
Not just the technology that we have it available to use and the transaction rate that the small business can enjoy at a very affordable, very compatible with enterprise level.
Mm-hmm.
That is another great benefit working with us. Let me give you a few examples that Worldpay can provide for a small business.
Okay.
Worldpay is a number one ranking, you know, in the world. And they are number three in U.S. So a client working with Worldpay, including Apple, Netflix, Uber, Skype, Microsoft, PlayStation, Samsung, Symantec, Sony. So they have about 600,000 merchants out there, and they're servicing 250 payment types in 120 currency in 20 countries. So that's huge.
And absolutely.
Tap into something like this, it required to be an enterprise level and set out working with Worldpay to bring that kind of service to small business.
Beautiful. It seems that your company, Seta International, has a huge market share to pursue, given the numbers we talked about. A lot of growth there because so few businesses are really thinking in terms of mobile or they're behind this curve. Is this an international trend or is the U.S. more behind than other countries?
That is quite too, you know, shocking to find out that Europe, they more adapted to mobile a long time ago, you know. And
oh, cool.
Because so, yeah. Seta International, we global companies, our clients all over the place. So it's shocking to discover that, you know, U.S. is quite behind. And
yeah.
With Seta International, we very adapted to the new technology. Like things came out like M Project, we already on it, you know, and we have helped so many small business, you know, to tap into the IT level where only the enterprise company traditionally can afford. So the way that we help out is, you know, we fit almost of any small business budget by spreading across, you know, the development cost over a course of 2 or 3 years with a fixed installment. So make it very affordable.
So in other words, you finance or is it a subscription model? Is it one or the other?
Yes and no. It's more like a lease program, you know, like you lease a car. And so you get to drive a car before you pay it off and you enjoy all the services come along with it, any updated, you don't have to worry about it. Any latest technology we apply with enhancement, additional features, they all draw in and we serving like a true IT partner that you don't have to worry about. Your cost will be increased over the time because we grow side by side with your business.
There's such a prevalence of WordPress out there, and I want to see how does the services you provide for businesses that already have a WordPress site, what do you say to them? Do you work with what they have? Do you suggest that they start from the ground up working with you? How you know, let's say they've already got a WordPress site and they do want to build a more mobile optimized environment or even an app. What do you say about WordPress?
We work around it, you know, we see that since if the small business, if they want to leave it up to us, we will find a way that the most optimized for the business growth depends on their need. If it's a content site or if it is more functionality on it, you know, mm-hmm. It's hard to say the rule doesn't apply to all. So because we will be their IT partner, they wouldn't worry about the cost involved by doing so. So we would take the approach that the most cost-effective for the business.
Excellent. That's actually a very good answer. So just like the software adapts, so do you in terms of your processes. Yeah. It looks like you're very diverse in terms of industries. As I look at your website, airline, enterprise, entertainment, food, infrastructure, media, music, retail. I mean, the list goes on. Gaming, finance. You're really, a business is a business is a business, and you're really able to serve a lot of different industries effectively from what I can tell.
Yes, you're right, David. Even recently, we signed a contract with Rosewood Cremation Mortuary Services. So just about anything that, you know, in the industry, if there's a need, SETA can help.
Very good. SETA-International.com is the website. We've been visiting with Tu Tuong. She's Worldwide Vice President at SETA International. Tu, we'll do it again for sure. We'll keep up with you guys at SETA. Very robust solution for small business and large mid-sized businesses as well. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.